Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Today marks the beginning of a new month and a new focus: risk management and portfolio protection. Throughout July, we explored cash flow optimization strategies, from reducing expenses and increasing rents to property management decisions, refinancing strategies, and the BRRRR method. We talked about building portfolios that generate significant monthly income and balancing cash flow with equity growth. These strategies are powerful for building wealth and generating passive income. But here's what many investors overlook. All the wealth you build means nothing if you don't protect it. A single uninsured loss, major lawsuit, market downturn, or catastrophic property issue can wipe out years of gains if you're not properly protected. This month, we're focusing on the defensive side of real estate investing, the strategies, systems, and protections that safeguard your portfolio and preserve your wealth. Today, we're starting with an introduction to risk management for real estate investors. What is risk management? Why does it matter? What are the major categories of risk you face? And how do you build a comprehensive protection strategy? By the end of this episode, you'll understand why protecting your investments deserves as much attention as acquisition and cash flow optimization, and you'll have a framework for safeguarding your portfolio. Let's start with what risk management is and why it matters. Risk management is the process of identifying, assessing, and addressing potential threats to your real estate portfolio. It's about understanding what could go wrong, how likely it is to happen, what the impact would be, and what you can do to prevent it, reduce it, transfer it, or prepare for it. Portfolio protection isn't about eliminating all risk. That's impossible and would prevent you from investing at all. It's about understanding your risks and making informed decisions about which risks to take, which to reduce, which to transfer to others through insurance or contracts, and which to accept. Why does risk management matter? First, real estate investing involves significant capital and leverage. When you're investing hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars, often with substantial borrowed money, the stakes are high. A major loss can be financially devastating. Second, real estate involves physical assets that can be damaged or destroyed. Unlike stocks or bonds, real estate is tangible property subject to fire, flood, storms, earthquakes, vandalism, and deterioration. Third, real estate involves people, tenants, contractors, visitors, who can be injured on your property. This creates liability exposure that can result in lawsuits and judgments. Fourth, real estate is illiquid and requires long-term commitment. You can't instantly sell properties if problems arise, so you need protection for the long haul. Fifth, small problems can become catastrophic without proper management. A minor roof leak ignored becomes major water damage and mold. A tenant screening shortcut becomes a nightmare eviction. Inadequate insurance becomes financial ruin after a fire. Sixth, the cost of protection is tiny compared to the cost of major losses. Proper insurance, legal structures, and systems cost thousands of dollars. Major uninsured losses, lawsuits, or catastrophic events can cost hundreds of thousands or millions. Portfolio protection is the defensive strategy that safeguards the wealth you're building through your offensive acquisition and optimization strategies. Now let's talk about the six major categories of risk in real estate investing. Category 1, property risk. Property risk involves physical damage to or loss of the property itself. This includes fire, storms, vandalism, theft, and deterioration. It's important to note that flood and earthquake damage are often excluded from standard property insurance policies and may require separate coverage, depending on your location and specific policy. Property risk can result in repair costs, loss of rental income during repairs, decreased property value, and in extreme cases, total loss of the property. Category 2, liability risk. Liability risk involves legal responsibility for injuries or damages to others. This includes tenant injuries from slip and falls or property conditions, visitor injuries, injuries to contractors, discrimination claims, fair housing violations, and wrongful eviction claims. Liability risk can result in lawsuits, legal defense costs, settlements or judgments, and damage to your reputation. In severe cases, liability judgments can exceed insurance coverage and threaten personal assets. Category 3, financial risk. Financial risk involves threats to your financial stability and cash flow. This includes extended vacancy periods, tenant non-payment, unexpected major repairs, interest rate increases on adjustable rate mortgages, inability to refinance when needed, over-leveraging, and insufficient cash reserves. It's important to understand that refinancing may not always be available due to changing lender requirements, property values, borrower qualifications, or market conditions. Financial risk can result in negative cash flow, inability to pay mortgages, forced sales at unfavorable times, and foreclosure in extreme cases. Category 4, market risk. Market risk involves changes in market conditions that affect property values and returns. This includes declining property values, economic recessions, job market deterioration, oversupply of rental properties, declining rental demand, and changing neighborhood conditions. Market risk can result in decreased property values, difficulty selling properties, declining rents, increased vacancy, and negative equity. Category 5, operational risk. Operational risk involves failures in management, systems, or processes. This includes poor tenant screening, inadequate property maintenance, poor contractor selection, inadequate record keeping, failure to comply with regulations, and ineffective property management. When working with contractors, always verify licenses and insurance where required by law before work begins. Operational risk can result in increased expenses, tenant problems, legal violations, decreased property condition, and reduced returns. Category 6, legal and regulatory risk. Legal and regulatory risk involves violations of laws, regulations, or contractual obligations. This includes landlord-tenant law violations, fair housing violations, building code violations, zoning violations, environmental issues, tax compliance failures, and contract disputes. Legal and regulatory requirements vary significantly by state and local jurisdiction, especially for landlord-tenant laws, fair housing, and eviction procedures. Always consult with local legal professionals who understand your specific jurisdiction. Legal risk can result in fines, penalties, lawsuits, forced property modifications, inability to rent properties, and criminal liability in extreme cases. Understanding these six categories helps you systematically assess and address risks across your portfolio. Now let's look at real-world examples of how inadequate protection destroys wealth. Before I share these examples, I want to emphasize that they are hypothetical illustrations designed to demonstrate risk concepts. Actual outcomes vary significantly based on insurance coverage, policy terms, legal circumstances, market conditions, and individual facts. Example 1, the uninsured fire. An investor owns a rental property worth $300,000 with a $200,000 mortgage. They let their insurance lapse to save money during a cash flow crunch. A fire destroys the property. Without insurance, they lose the property, still owe the $200,000 mortgage, and lose their $100,000 in equity. Total loss, $300,000 plus the outstanding mortgage debt. Proper insurance costing perhaps $1,500 per year may have significantly reduced or helped cover the financial loss. Remember that insurance policies vary significantly by carrier, policy type, endorsements, exclusions, deductibles, and state regulations. Example 2. The slip and fall lawsuit. A tenant slips on icy stairs and suffers serious injuries. The investor has basic landlord insurance but no umbrella policy. The tenant sues and the judgment is $800,000. The landlord policy covers $300,000. The investor is personally liable for the remaining $500,000, forcing them to sell properties and declare bankruptcy. An umbrella policy costing perhaps $300 to $500 per year may have provided additional coverage. Umbrella insurance generally requires underlying liability coverage and is subject to policy limits and exclusions. Example 3. The problem tenant. An investor skips thorough tenant screening and rents to someone who seemed nice. The tenant stops paying after 3 months. The eviction takes 4 months and costs $5,000 in legal fees. Eviction procedures vary by jurisdiction. The tenant causes $15,000 in property damage. Repairs take 2 months and cost $20,000. Total loss, 7 months of lost rent at $1,500 per month equals $10,500, plus $5,000 in legal fees, plus $20,000 in repairs, equals $35,500. Proper tenant screening costing $50 to $100 may have prevented this. Example 4. The over-leveraged portfolio. An investor builds a portfolio using maximum leverage and minimal reserves. They own 10 properties with 95% financing. A recession hits and 3 properties experience extended vacancy. Without reserves, they can't cover mortgage payments and are forced to sell in a down market at significant losses. Proper reserves and conservative leverage would have allowed them to weather the downturn. Example 5. The LLC mistake. An investor owns multiple properties in their personal name without proper legal entity structure. A major liability claim on one property exceeds insurance coverage. Because all properties are in the investor's personal name, all properties and personal assets are at risk. It's important to understand that asset protection through LLCs depends on proper formation, ongoing maintenance, adequate insurance, and applicable state law. Consult with a qualified attorney in your jurisdiction. These examples illustrate why portfolio protection is essential. Now let's talk about the 4 strategies for managing risk. Strategy 1, risk avoidance, choosing not to engage in activities that create the risk. Examples include not investing in flood zones, not investing in high crime areas, not using maximum leverage, and not self-managing if you're not equipped for it. Climate and environmental risks differ significantly by location and should be evaluated during due diligence. Strategy 2. Risk mitigation. Taking actions to reduce the likelihood or impact of risks. Examples include regular property maintenance, thorough tenant screening, building cash reserves, diversifying across multiple properties and markets, implementing strong lease agreements, and using quality contractors with verified licenses and insurance. Risk mitigation is the most common and important strategy. Strategy 3. Risk transfer. Shifting the risk to another party, typically through insurance or contracts. Examples include property insurance, liability insurance, umbrella insurance, and requiring contractors to carry insurance. Insurance policies vary significantly by carrier, policy type, endorsements, exclusions, deductibles, and state regulations. Review your specific policies. Strategy 4. Risk acceptance. Consciously choosing to accept certain risks without avoidance, mitigation, or transfer. This is appropriate for low probability, low impact risks, or where the cost of managing the risk exceeds the potential loss. Most risks require a combination of these strategies. Now let's talk about assessing your current risk exposure. Step 1. Inventory your properties and assets. List all properties, their values, mortgage balances, and equity. Step 2. Review your insurance coverage. For each property, review property insurance, liability coverage limits, deductibles, exclusions, and additional coverages. Review your umbrella policy if you have one. Periodically review coverage as property values and portfolio size change. Step 3. Review your legal structure. How are properties titled? Do you use LLCs? Are they properly maintained? Asset protection depends on proper formation, maintenance, insurance, and state law. Step 4. Assess your financial risk. Calculate total monthly debt service and cash reserves. How many months of expenses can you cover if properties were vacant? Reserve needs vary based on portfolio size, property age, financing, and risk tolerance. Step 5. Evaluate your operational systems. Do you have documented screening processes, regular inspection schedules, maintenance systems, proper lease agreements? Are you compliant with landlord-tenant laws in your jurisdiction? Step 6. Assess property-specific risks. Are properties in flood zones, earthquake zones, or high crime areas? Climate risks differ by location. Step 7. Identify your biggest vulnerabilities. What are your top 3 to 5 risk exposures? This assessment provides the foundation for your protection strategy. Now let's talk about the cost of protection versus inadequate protection. Typical annual costs for a rental property. Property insurance, $1,500 to $3,000. Liability insurance, a few hundred. Umbrella insurance, $300 to $500. LLC maintenance, $100 to $500. Tenant screening, $50 to $100 per applicant. Total annual protection costs might be $3,000 to $5,000. Compare this to potential losses. One uninsured fire, hundreds of thousands. One major lawsuit, hundreds of thousands or millions. One problem tenant, tens of thousands. The cost of protection is a tiny fraction of potential losses it prevents. Portfolio protection is not an expense. It's an investment in safeguarding wealth. Now let's talk about building a framework appropriate for your portfolio. For new investors with 1 to 3 properties, obtain proper insurance including umbrella coverage. Implement tenant screening. Use proper lease agreements. Build cash reserves. Consider basic LLC structure. Implement maintenance schedules. For growing investors with 4 to 10 properties, add. Formalize LLC structure. Increase umbrella coverage. Implement sophisticated systems. Consider professional management. Build larger reserves. Conduct annual insurance reviews. For experienced investors with 10 plus properties, add advanced entity structuring, specialized attorneys and CPAs, comprehensive management systems, formal annual risk assessments, specialized insurance, disaster recovery planning. Start with fundamentals and build sophistication as you grow. Now let's talk about common mistakes. Mistake 1, ignoring protection until something goes wrong. Mistake 2, underinsuring to save money. Mistake 3, not understanding what insurance covers. Policies vary, read yours. Mistake 4, poor or no tenant screening. Mistake 5, inadequate cash reserves. Needs vary by situation. Mistake 6, improper or no legal entity structure. Consult an attorney. Mistake 7, not maintaining entities properly. Mistake 8, ignoring legal compliance. Requirements vary by jurisdiction. Mistake 9, not updating protection as portfolio grows. Mistake 10, viewing protection as expense rather than investment. Your action plan for this week. Conduct the risk assessment we discussed. Review all insurance policies. Get umbrella quotes if you don't have coverage. Review your tenant screening process. Calculate your cash reserves. If you own multiple properties without entity structure, consult an attorney. This month we're covering insurance essentials, landlord liability, legal structures, market and financial risk, property and operational risk, and comprehensive protection strategies. Let me close with this. Risk management is essential for real estate investors. The 6 categories are property, liability, financial, market, operational, and legal risk. Examples are hypothetical. Actual outcomes vary. Insurance policies vary by carrier and type. Asset protection depends on proper formation and state law. Legal requirements vary by jurisdiction. The 4 strategies are avoidance, mitigation, transfer, and acceptance. Assess your exposure and build appropriate protection. Cost of protection is tiny compared to potential losses. No strategy eliminates all risk. The goal is to identify, manage, and prepare for risks intelligently. Tomorrow, we're diving into the biggest risks investors face and specific mitigation strategies. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.